When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This episode of Dem Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Factor. Factor's ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy, and their restaurant quality delicious. Get 50% off your first box and 2 free wellness shots per box while your subscription is active. Use the code DVB50 at factormeals.com/DVB50. They were rough and tough rednecks. Their big star, Ronnie Van Zant, straight out of Jacksonville, Florida. This band were outlaws, and they were authentic, real ass kickers. We are Dem Vinyl Boys. We've been known to kick an ass or two. And today, we've grabbed a 12-inch from the early 70s. This album, when did it come out? Let me look it up. I know it was in the summertime that this album came out. And this one's titled Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they put it in phonetics. We're doing Skynyrd mostly because of DJ Ramo G, one of Dem Vinyl Boys. You were like, we ain't done any Skynyrd. I was like, well, you know, let's
August,
do this.
It's my August 13th, 1973, Gentry.
Yes. Yeah, early 70s.
Yep. My favorite Southern rock band ever. These guys are awesome.
They fall into the same category with Molly Hatchet and the Allman Brothers and the Charlie Daniels Band. A lot of great Southern rock and country and blues bands.
Love it.
I'm excited to get into this episode, and there's tragedy involved, obviously, with what happened with the plane crash. And I have audio coming up from a survivor.
From the plane crash.
Because not everyone died in the Skynyrd plane crash that happened in the woods of Mississippi.
That's interesting, because I had a discussion with my wife this morning about this, and she explained to me that not everybody always dies in a plane accident. I was like, yeah, they do. But I was wrong.
Well, Artemis Pyle, the drummer, somehow survived, and we have audio from him.
Damn.
Coming up on this episode of Dem Vinyl Boys, we got DJ Tomcat behind the tables. Memphis is on air. He's everywhere but in front of the mic. There he is.
I am.
What's up?
I am present. I am here.
He's present.
Accounted for. 10 gold stars.
All right, let's get into it. Drop the Needle on the record. 1973, August. What a band.
Now, as I drop this needle on the 1973 press, I will have you know that looking at this record, I can tell this is an original press, so it's got some city miles.
It's probably got worth some money, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's got more now.
It's partied. Yeah, now that you scratched it up, Tomcat.
And let me talk about the name of this album for a second. It's pretty crazy, right? The name of the album is Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
Which is pretty wild.
They wanted you to know how to pronounce the name. Does anyone know where they got the name Lynyrd Skynyrd?
So I was reading, and apparently it is from their high school PE teacher.
Right.
Part of it. And part of it is from a reference to a character named Lynyrd Skynyrd in the Alan Sherman novelty song Hello Murder.
Right.
Hello Fada.
Yeah, they had a gym teacher whose name was Lynyrd, but spelled L-E-O-N-A-R-D like you would normally spell Lynyrd.
Right.
And his last name was Skynyrd. So it was Coach Skynyrd, and I guess he had long hair. Or no, he hated long hair. I take that back. He hated the rock and roll look. He was a military man. And they actually didn't like him. Ronnie Van Zant and his crew did not like this gym teacher because he was a hard ass.
Mm-hmm.
And they just thought it was funny, like, let's call our band after him, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and change the way you spell it. And that's what we're going to be. I mean, you had to be high to come up with that name.
Yeah, they did, man. That's they looked hilarious. High on the cover of this album, too. This is a great cover. I like the back, too, because they got a big old pack of cigarettes. Lynyrd Skynyrd smokes with the skull.
That's hilarious.
This first song is called I Ain't the One.
Yeah, song kicks ass. Now, a lot of people associate this band with Alabama because their biggest hit being Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
But they're actually not. From Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're Florida band. And for the longest time, this band had to play bars, just like a lot of bands do. But they formed in the mid-60s, and they didn't come out with their real first album until this one in 1973. So you're talking about 7 years of playing bars.
You know how many fights they got into?
So this guy, Van Zant, he wrote their songs.
Yeah, Ronnie Van Zant.
Co-founder, lead singer, and apparently the primary songwriter.
He's the star of the show, you know, the lead singer in this particular band. No doubt about it.
Oh, listen to that guitar, boy.
One thing about this band, when you mentioned guitar, Tomcat, is what I liked about him is at times on stage, they would have three people playing guitar. And in a lot of bands, you have a rhythm guitarist and you have a lead guitarist.
Yes.
This band is unique in a sense of they had like
dueling guitars.
Dueling lead guitarists along with a rhythm guitarist, along with a bassist, drummer, and then they even brought in some keys formulated.
I just saw them live. Was it over? I think it was New Year's. They performed, and it was awesome.
Now it's
awesome.
It's his brother that's the lead singer now, Johnny Van Zant.
And very good.
And
he's good.
Johnny Van Zant is now the lead singer. He took over for his brother. But if you know the band 38 Special, have you ever heard that band?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Caught Up in You was a big song from 38 Special. They were a great band back in the day.
Yes.
Johnny was involved with that band.
Okay.
So a lot of talent with the Van Zant family.
Plus, that's a damn cool name.
Van Zant.
38 Special. Yeah.
You know, they're actually going to be in town March 9th.
You getting us tickets, Rayma? Yeah.
We should do it.
We should.
It's a high-demand event at
Hold
Hertz
up,
Arena.
Man. I didn't know this was fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah?
Every time I hear this song, it's Happy Gilmore.
Mm-hmm. Well, being that it's Wednesday, Tuesday is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
it
what's
is.
The name of this song?
Tuesday's Gone Tuesday's is the name of the song.
Oh, this song is fucking dope, man.
Zach Brown Band came out with a song. Oh, what a great riff right here, too. This band kicks ass, man.
Oh, see, this whole time, I'm thinking Lynyrd Skynyrd is a bunch of mouth breathers, and turns out they're not, even though they did make a song about them, mouth breathers.
The Florida Boys.
Well, that Sweet Home Alabama song is a diss song to Neil Young. If you know the line in the song, Neil Young, remember, the Southern something doesn't need you around. So one of the first diss songs, Sweet Home Alabama, was a little bit of a diss because Neil Young was like a California guy. Mm-hmm. And back in those days, people looked at people from the South like maybe they still do, that they're a little slow.
Kind of,
You know, when you were a Northerner, and then when you're a Southerner, you'd say, well, them damn Yankees, you know, people.
Yeah. Right.
They think their shit don't stink, and they come down to the South and they talk their shit, pack it up and take it back north, Yankee boy. So you got your this is the Southern people, you know, the Skynyrds. Then you have Neil Young, who's the California kid, and they just were living on different spectrums. And Neil Young came out with a song that kind of dissed people from the South, that they just weren't too bright. Sweet Home Alabama has a nice diss line to Neil Young.
Uh-huh.
And so there was a little animosity between the two, but then they got together at some point in their careers. Neil Young ended up writing a song for Lynyrd Skynyrd, and they ended up becoming the best of buddies, Ronnie Van Zant and Neil Young.
That's cool.
That's what's up.
That's a cool story, actually.
Now, here's a question. They had another name before they became Lynyrd Skynyrd. Do you guys know what it is?
I know what it is.
I don't know.
1%.
Nope.
1%. That they were 1% before they turned into Lynyrd Skynyrd. I know they had multiple names.
Well, I'm glad they got rid of it.
When they originally started, their original name was My Backyard. in 1964.
Do you know what a one percenter is, Memphis? A one percenter is a cool name.
Yeah.
1% means you're that 1% that ain't fucking around.
Well, no, that's a biker gang.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, they call the one percenters, you know, anyone that's making over $250,000 a year.
Yeah, but they didn't have that back then.
You'll see bikers, they get that 1%.
Yeah, there were more 1%er bikers back then than there were 1%er millionaires.
I think it's 10% is the upper crusties.
Right, yeah, they normally get a higher number. There's more of them.
Tuesday's Gone.
So I think I was saying earlier, Zach Brown Band, they had a song that's called Tuesday's Gone, But I Ain't Leaving. And I know they stole this from Tuesday's Gone from Skinner.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You ever heard that song from the Zach Brown Band?
I like Zach Brown Band.
Sucker. And I like Zach Brown Band.
Well, he just kind of played on words, you know?
Yeah, but don't be jacking nobody's shit and not give him credit for it.
Oh, I think he gave him full credit.
Well, he better have.
Listen to that fucking piano.
Let's listen to some Skinner.
Crazy.
This episode of Dem Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by BetterHelp. A lot of your life is relationships, whether it's coworkers, friends, your significant other, or anyone you have a relationship with. Life is how you handle your relationships, and a common misconception about these relationships is that they all have to be easy and be right. But sometimes the best ones happen when both people put in some work and make them great. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you could start putting in work on your relationships with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Do it from the convenience of your own home. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch your therapist at any time for no additional charge. You can become your own soulmate. Whether you're looking for one or not, visit BetterHelp.com/vinyl. Do it today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vinyl.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Legendary stories about this band as well, that they were outlaws, they were authentic, they were real men's men that weren't afraid to get into a fight, that wanted to smoke weed, wanted to snort coke.
Oh yeah.
And even Ronnie Van Zant,
don't we all,
said that he it's weird and a little creepy where he said, I don't think I'm gonna live to see 30. And he would say that, he said it to multiple people in their inner circle. And what do you know? He did not make it to 30. Died at 29 in that plane crash.
Damn.
Well, dang.
So he went hard and fast, Ronnie Van Zant. But this band, when you hear stories about how hard they went, you hear stories about Motley Crue and what they would do to hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I think they learned it from this band. I was reading stories. What a intro right here. This is a neat guitar.
Yeah. This is good.
Beautiful.
But the hotel rooms, I was hearing one guy tell a story that they would break the fire hose and the extinguisher, and they would like go to somebody's room, maybe that they didn't like, or somebody that was kind of giving them a look because they didn't look like the upper class, but they were staying at these upper class hotels. So they would get dirty looks from some of the guests. They would take the fire hose and put it under their door, like up against their door, and then open it up. And just flood out whole floors of hotel rooms just because they had that we don't give a fuck attitude, this band.
That's fucked up.
Call it a good thing or a bad thing. But they definitely lived the rock and roll lifestyle. Throwing TVs, they said that was the thing before they would leave hotel rooms. They would throw the TVs out the window so that they would smash on the ground.
And back then, these are big-ass TVs, yeah, man. No flat screens.
Not flat screens.
I'd hate to be their insurance agent.
So there's legendary stories about how many hotels that they have been banned from when they were traveling around. But it led to the mystique and the just wanting to jam with these guys because they
They were just
seemed like they
wild.
Were out of their fucking mind.
These guys are TV killers, man. These guys are crazy.
TV is gone.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the song Simple Man has always really spoke to me.
I like that
quite
song.
A bit.
That one's coming up.
Just kind of the way he talks about being simple and your mom telling you, you know, find the simpler things in life to make you happy. And that really resonated with me. I like that song, too.
Yep. Listen, apparently I'm a huge Lynyrd Skynyrd fan because all this music, I'm like, damn, I didn't know this was Skynyrd.
I told you were going to like it.
I'm like, holy shit, I am a huge Skynyrd fan, not really knowing it. I apologize.
They ended up coming out with 5 albums in total, and the plane crash happened like a month after the 5th album came out.
Dang.
Hard living, hard drinking, rough, tough rednecks, this band, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes. And I love that they're from Florida. That is awesome.
You
I
would
did not
like
know
that they're from Florida.
Well,
you
I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
Can't help that.
Let's go through all the members because there's been a lot of members of this particular band. Ronald Wayne Van Zant, lead singer from Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the killer guitar player who used to always wear that. What do they call that? A slide where you wear a thing over your finger,
right?
And he would slide his guitars. You'll hear a lot of that in
Alan Collins,
Freebird. Yeah, his name was Gary Rossington.
Gary Rossington.
You also had Alan Collins.
Yeah,
Alan Collins was they were the dueling guitar players, Alan and Gary.
Okay.
Then you had Larry on the bass.
Uh-huh.
And you had Bob Burns on the drums, but Bob would get replaced by Artemis Pyle. Eventually, they would add a pianist.
A penis.
Billy Powell. He is from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Okay.
And Bob Burns, the original drummer from Gainesville. And the original bass player from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was Larry. And Alan was from Jacksonville. So most of the band from Jacksonville, Gainesville, and Pittsburgh when they first came out. And then their pianist was from Texas. And then later they would get Artemis Pyle, who's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
But most of the band from the South. I mean, all from the South. Except for the bass player from Pittsburgh.
Right. Man, I swear.
You know this song?
Yeah.
I love this
I'm
song.
Sitting, I'm like, wait, are we listening to greatest hits? Like, no, this is their first album.
I used to get a lot of.
I would not be surprised if I know every song on his album, and not knowing they were Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They got hit after hit after hit. They jammed. That's all I wanted to listen.
I think a lot of guys can relate with the lyrics of this song if you know what he's saying. He's like, one to hook up with this chick, and. He's trying to get, you know, the old man to lay off. Like, give me 3 steps and let me out the door before you're going to, you know, try to get after me because I'm trying to get your daughter.
Oh, man.
A little nervous. Man. Big
it
and
says,
bad.
The story on here, it says the story behind one of Lynyrd Skynyrd's hits started in the Jug on Jacksonville's West Side, which is, I guess, the name of a bar. It says, Give Me 3 Steps was written after Ronnie Van Zant was dancing with another man's significant other at the bar.
Okay, so it's another guy, yeah. It's not the dad of a daughter. It's the boyfriend.
Yeah. Let me get up out of here.
Yeah. Give me 3 steps. And you'll never see me no more. That's for sure.
Man, this song is so fucking dope.
Yeah, this is a great one to play for any crowd that is 50 plus. They love to dance into this song. And my old Uncle Jeff, this is his go-to karaoke song.
Oh, yeah?
And he loves singing it. Or if he's at a wedding, he's like, put it on, Gentry. Let me sing along.
And I bet they be going to a...
Oh, yeah. He gets them all excited with this one.
This kind of has like a Beach Boys sound to it almost.
But you know what? I can also, we were talking off air and Gentry, you were saying like it has a very like a R&B, if
like blues, like blues sound.
Kind of style. And I see it. I get it. I'm like, I see where you're going with it. I'm like,
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely feel the South in this, in their music.
Give me 3 steps, mister. Give me 3 steps towards the door.
Yeah, this song has a lot of memories for me because I would be at the Eagles bar, which is like a bar that you would have to pay to be a member.
Mm-hmm.
And in the side room, they had a little bingo hall, and that's where all us kids would go and play hide and seek and hang out while the parents would be getting smashed.
Right. Nice.
And they had a jukebox at this place.
This is how I grew up as well, Gentry.
And this would be the song that was played often. A lot of these southern rock bands were played on that jukebox, but Skynyrd had quite a few 45s in there getting picked up and played. So I have a lot of memories of being a kid hanging out in the bar while your parents are getting smashed. You're hearing these songs and enjoying it.
That's interesting because we have
similar
backgrounds when it comes to that, because my dad was actually president of the
FOE.
The
Eagles.
It was a club like that.
Well, it was
a Puerto Rican Benefit Society.
Oh.
And they had a softball team and domino team, and they had a bar there, and they would play dominoes and drink. And then we had a hall where all the kids would play and hang out.
Oh, right on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Listen, don't pass go. Don't click $200. Wait, this Skynyrd too?
Simple Man, this baby. This is one of the great songs of all time.
Yeah.
I know people
Mama
like,
told me. When I was young. This is a song about a mother talking to her child about life.
Mama told me when I was young, who sat beside me, my only son.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TK's gonna tear up during the song.
I do sometimes. I feel pretty strong this time.
It's okay what if you do.
It depends on the mood, but this one will get me sometimes.
Hey, you gotta be you, baby.
Some sunny day.
Oh, ooh, that guitar just make your dick hard, boy.
Calm down.
It goes a long way to relieving. Men's erectile dysfunction.
There was a time when Ronnie Van Zant wanted to clean the band up. He knew that they were, you know, living a little too fast. And so he decided to hire a couple of guys. One guy, I think's last name was Odom. Another guy.
Whoa.
Yeah. Another guy.
That rhymes with scrotum.
Then there was another guy, Peter, I think was his name. And that rhymes with
no penis jokes, Tomcat.
That just speaks for itself. It's the name of a penis.
So Peter and Scrotum.
Peter.
Ronnie was a smart guy. He was a little wild, but he knew that they were getting a little too wild, and he knew that they had something. You know, they were becoming legendary, and he knew that if they didn't slow down,
they're gonna mess it up.
It was gonna be the end. So he hired these two guys to really keep the booze away, keep the drugs away. Not that they completely stopped, but just rather than drinking 3 bottles a person, let's get them to only drink 1 bottle a person. Everything in moderation.
Right.
And the sad part is just about the time the band kind of was really getting clean, and not 100% clean, but dialing it back a little bit, that's when they had the plane crash.
That's crazy. 1977, that's the year I was born, the plane crash.
See what you did? Damn it, man.
Oh. I didn't have anything to do with me.
I don't know.
But they were partying hard that year, I know.
You were born in Florida, weren't you?
Florida. Or Lauderdale.
It's your fault.
That's right.
I have a clip here. This is Moments, Artemis Pyle. He was the replacement drummer, but he's actually still alive, and he tours around.
So it's Gomer Pyle's brother.
Yeah, I think they're cousins.
right.
But Artemis Pyle was on the plane, and he survived the crash.
Damn.
I have a clip here of him talking about the scene inside the plane.
Oh, man.
Before the crash.
Oh, boy.
As far as getting technical, you know, I won't get technical. I won't get into any detail. But just before the crash, all of us knew we were going to crash. We had no idea we were going to crash into a heavy wooded area. We thought we were going to go in. The co-pilot, John, came back. John said that we were going to make an attempt at landing on a field or a highway. And, of course, we didn't even know what state we were in. We were thinking we were pretty close to Louisiana, as we are, but we didn't know that. And so everybody knew we were going to attempt a pretty dangerous landing, but we had no idea we were going to go into the woods. There was no panic. There was no bad scene, you know, to speak of. It was just everybody was preparing themselves, saying their prayers or whatever they wanted to say. And it was more or less very silent. It was very quiet on the plane. Nobody had anything to say. The only thing I remember just before we started clipping the treetops was one of the sound men that was traveling with us. He yelled, trees, and I think we all had about maybe 1 second to take into consideration the fact we were going to go into some trees rather than into a field or something. So that was about all that was taking place just prior. I'm talking maybe 55 seconds before we landed, or a minute, you know, just a very short period of time.
Meanwhile, the other dude's like, you trying to think about weed at a time like this, man? We're going down.
The trees.
Yeah, not rolling a joint right now, man. Pass me the weed. Trees.
I don't know if that's funny, Tomcat. We're talking about people dying in trees here, and you're trying to talk about weed?
He's doing a stand-up bit.
Weed?
Speaking of which.
This band did love smoking weed.
Yeah. See? So in Nirvana.
I have a great weed story with this band. Not me personally, but I heard a guy tell the story. He ended up being their drum technician and their guitar tech. But it was at a Holiday Inn somewhere in the South. And one of the managers of the hotel ends up telling this young 20-something, like, hey, did you know The Who is staying here? The band The Who is staying here. And he was like, really?
Who?
They were
a big deal.
The Who? He's like, who? Deal.
He's like, who? Why would The Who be staying at the Holiday Inn? He said to himself, this guy's nuts. The Who ain't staying here.
I'm flipping the record.
Then he saw their tour bus, which was not much of anything. It was like an old beat-up van and a couple beat-up trailers. And he was like, that's definitely not The Who. But then one of the tour managers came outside. This tour manager comes outside at the Holiday Inn. And he starts talking to this young kid who's 20-something. He was like, oh, they told me that you were touring with The Who. And the guy was like, no, we're not The Who. We're this band, Lynyrd Skynyrd. And at the time, they were unknown.
Right.
And so the tour manager says to this young kid, hey, you got any weed? The guys from the band would really like to smoke some weed. He's like, actually, I got some weed. And so he ended up going in the hotel room, blazing weed all night long with the members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, hey, man. You want to tour with us? We could use a guy to like set up our drums and tune our guitars and stuff for us. Would you be wanting to do that? He ended up saying yes. Next thing you know, he was a part of the team that rode the wave to the top. And he ended up being a guitar tech for other big bands after Skynyrd died. That's kind of a wild story.
That's crazy.
Great story.
You just run into a band at Holiday Inn and they're looking for some weed. Next thing you know, you're on the road with them.
Listen, weed has definitely always been a good omen, like a good vibe, you know? 100%. You don't want to hire the coke dealer, but you'll hire the weed dealer. He's a good guy.
Maybe.
Or you can just hire.
What if he's got both?
Part-time, part-time.
About you, buddy.
No, you hire somebody to roll your weed.
We know he's got bud. That's good.
Yeah, and he could set up our drums. Fuck it. Yeah. You want to ride? I mean, that was the mentality of this band, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, all bands.
I got a clip here, another clip here from Artemis Pyle. This is, he talked about moments before the crash. Now here he is talking about moments after the plane crashes.
I was in the plane about 5 minutes after the impact, and I was thinking about the fire, possibility of fire. I was thinking about my friends and how many people actually lived, because I couldn't see a thing because I was buried under a bunch of debris. And then I got out the bottom of the airplane through a hole that had been torn in the bottom of the plane by some of these pine trees or whatever you got down here. And I got out of the plane and I surveyed the damage. and I found the pilots, and they were dead. And then I started making my way for help, because I knew the only way to help them was to go get help, because I wasn't going to do it. And nobody around was able to, because everybody was hurt very badly, injured or dead. So that's all I could think about, was getting some people with flashlights, some whole strong people back to the scene of the accident. I'm very glad that I am a vegetarian and don't have any kind of garbage in my system to keep me from thinking clearly. And I don't smoke funky cigarettes and such as that and have my system polluted. And I think that because of these factors, I was able, because I keep my health and because I maintain myself as pretty good, I was able to live through it. And I was able to go get help and get people back to help my friends, the ones that did live through the crash. And I will never change the way I live due to that very fact. But I did maintain my consciousness through the entire thing, during the impact, after impact. And I think I lost it a little bit on the way to the hospital. Just a little bit of shock set in. But I was just upset thinking about my friend.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
He's a vegetarian. Wow. Way before his time. I mean, everybody's trying to be a vegetarian nowadays.
I'm a vegetarian.
That takes discipline, and you got to commit to it.
Six people died in that accident. The band members was Ronnie Van Zant died, of course, the big star. Steve Gaines, Casey Gaines, which I think was Steve's little sister who was the backup singer. Mm-hmm. The pilot, the co-pilot died, and their bass player lived and their drummer lived. I think only two people survived.
No. There was a few. Several road crew members suffered serious injuries, but they didn't die. The tour manager didn't die.
It says six people did die.
Yeah.
But you're saying how many people lived?
There was quite a few from what I can tell. Probably like five or six.
Must have been a big, pretty decent sized plane.
They had a lot of people on there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like, according to this, which is the Wikipedia, Collins, Rossington, Wilkinson, Powell, Pyle, and Hawkins, tour manager Ron Eckerman, and several road crew members suffered serious injuries.
The way you say road crew makes me keep thinking of Goku.
Road crew.
Goku?
He's like Roku.
Roku.
Roku? Is that the TV thing?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Road crew.
That's crazy.
That was
a real
bluesy track.
And listening to him say that on this track, it was kind of eerie. It was kind of eerie to me. I ain't gonna lie, but that was dope.
Oh yeah, here we go. Oh,
Mississippi
damn.
Kid, is this right?
Get out that that washboard thing.
You see, when I hear this song, I just think of Confederate flags all over the place.
It's possible.
They did roll with a lot of Confederate. That was usually the backdrop to their stage.
Yes.
And I don't think it was racist. In my opinion, at that time, they were just happy that they grew up in the South and they had Southern pride.
That's the argument about that flag.
That's what they'll tell you. They went to Robert E. Lee High School in Jacksonville.
Of course they did.
Aha! We live in Lee County.
Mm-hmm.
But they were big fans of Otis Redding and big fans of Muddy Waters. And story goes that Lynyrd Skynyrd, they didn't want to associate their music with the Ku Klux Klan, which some people tried to later on.
They didn't do a good job of it.
So you think that this band is a racist band because they would rock that flag, Memphis?
I think because anybody with that flag, they know what that flag means. They'll say, oh, it's Southern pride. Well, so is slavery. It happened in the South. and folks that look like me all feel that way.
Well, Southerners think the flag is like Southern pride. The other side is what Memphis is saying, and that argument is never going to go away. That's an argument that will always be.
But I'm also saying, like black folks from the South. It ain't just Northerners. It's black folks in the South, out West.
Probably more
well,
so
not
than
even just
in
black,
anybody.
Not I mean, even just black folks. A lot of white folks don't like it either.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm sure. But I'm saying, but what it means to us when we see it.
Right.
If that's a threat, automatically a threat in my eyes. Because
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Now, do they still use it, Gentry, as the backdrop?
I don't know. You could go to their website.
Well,
I
saw him perform, let me just say, over New Year's, he had an American flag draped from his microphone that was swaying. I thought that was cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Which is the one you should be displaying only because that's our flag.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think people that I'm sure there were people that meant harm with it or was trying to make a statement, but I think for a long time there were a lot of ignorant people in the South when it came to that flag.
Sure,
sure.
We're including myself because I was a fan of the Dukes of Hazzard and they had the flag on top of the car.
Sure,
and that was I just thought it to me as a kid. I just thought it looked cool to me and I'm
that
living here in the South.
That car could jump through the freaking air, man. Made that little noise when it did.
I didn't associate it me personally with racism, but I have talked to my friends like Memphis and other friends where I
you don't have any friends, man.
That they see it another way. They see it another way, so you have to respect that.
Sure.
We're all trying to get along here. But I do have the General Lee here in the studio. I hope it doesn't offend you, man. Yeah.
Where that motherfucker at?
No, I see it all the time.
I see it.
No, it
he's eyeballing that motherfucker.
Now, do you think I need to take it out of here, or are you okay with it?
No, I mean, because shit, like, the Dukes of Hazzard was my shit as a kid.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. I mean.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Are you going to take it apart, Ramo?
Nope, not at all.
I thought it was coming.
It's hard. That's a hard subject to tackle, man. It really is.
Back to the music.
Well, that was an interesting sound out of that one.
It's like a drum roll and of sorts, right?
Oh, shit. Poison whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I got another guy for you guys to look up if you're into this style of music. An inspiration for Ronnie Van Zant is this guy J.J. Cale. And a lot of guys respected him. He was one of the first guys out of Tulsa, and he would take blues, country, jazz, rockabilly, mix them all together, and even got the attention of Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton thought that this guy was great, and Clapton's one of the great guitar players. But you'll hear Ronnie Van Zant say a guy that inspired him a lot is an artist named J.J. Cale. So if you get time, look up some J.J. Cale. You might enjoy it if you enjoy this band.
They have such a great sound. I just love it.
I got one more clip here from Artemis Pyle. I just like saying his name.
Yeah.
Artemis Pyle. This is him talking about some dreams he's had about Ronnie Van Zant that has made him a little emotional.
No, I don't have any nightmares. What happened was terrible, but a nightmare involves something morbid, and to me, life and death is really not that morbid. I've had a couple of dreams that Ronnie Van Zant is still alive and then woke up and realized that he's not. And that, of course, affects me, but he was just a good friend, so that would affect any good friend. But no, I haven't had any nightmares.
It must have been a nightmare, though. Imagine being a plane crash and then...
You got survivor's remorse.
I was going to say that. I wonder if he has survivor's remorse, and it looks like he does.
Yeah, he got survivor's remorse.
Yeah, that's
got
to mess you up, man. I mean, you're the sole survivor of a plane crash that takes all your buddies. I mean,
he wasn't the sole survivor.
Not the sole survivor.
Of the band, he was. The original members.
Did two people from the band
Artemis Pyle.
Oh, yeah, no, they did.
Artemis Pyle wasn't an original member. He wasn't around for this particular album that we're listening to.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He came with the band like in 77, I think, on their third album. So he was there for the third, fourth, and fifth album. And he was on the plane when they went down. Also, Ricky Medlock is a member of them, and us here, them Vinyl Boys. I know we got listeners all over the country. Mm-hmm. We live here in Southwest Florida. Ricky Medlock is a resident here in Fort Myers.
Oh wow!
I've seen him over at the Vibe Recording Studios a few times. He's been over there to record when our studio was over there.
Oh yeah.
And then you have Johnny Van Zant, who is Ronnie's brother. And here is the classic song right here.
Mm-hmm. The song every DJ or band hates to be requested.
Play Freebird. What a great song. This could be one of the, in my opinion, greatest songs of all time when you talk about great songs. People have coined this song, like Sinatra has My Way. I did it my way. This is, you know, Ronnie's rendition of, you know, he did it his way. He was going to live hard and fast. He was going to be a free bird. And he knew his life wasn't going to be long. Some great lyrics. Also, I love about this song is that it changed the tempo. Kind of like Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, where it's like, takes you on a journey.
And then it takes off.
Goes from
the end.
Slow, takes off. And when you're doing festivals, they played a festival one time for close to 100,000 people. Go look it up. Freebird, like in front of 100,000. People just vibing. Because you start out here with these great songs. If I Leave Here Tomorrow, would you still remember? Great lyrics.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope, right off top. Well, I must be traveling on
now. There's too many places I've got to see. This song should relate with you, Memphis. You know, too many places I gotta see. You're a free bird.
I am a free bird. Totally.
He stays here with you, girl. Nah, you can't tie me down, girl.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm as free as a bird now. And this bird you cannot change.
Oh, hell no, bitch. You can't change this bird.
And the bird you cannot change.
Look at that.
We should so be smoking a fat joint right now.
Totally. I mean, I'm still lit, but this is like, but nah, you absolutely
weed,
right.
You need flour.
Yeah. Cause this is the perfect zone too.
There's that slide guitar.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Using that slide.
Amazing. This song is amazing.
Oh. So many emotions. Just listening.
And when you watch this band perform this song, they're like just so entrenched into the song. The guitar players are, you just feel them.
Yeah.
The emotion coming off the strings.
100%.
When you see Ronnie singing, he's just a badass, you know? He looks like a fucking outlaw with that big cowboy hat, long hair. Been sweet love, baby.
See, I can ride to this.
Oh yeah,
I
all
can
day.
Ride. I can ride out to this.
Please don't take it so badly.
Don't take it so badly, but the birds gotta fly.
Gotta fly away, lady.
At least he takes the blame himself.
He does.
Girl,
Bird Town.
Another fun fact about Ronnie Van Zant, he was a hell of a baseball player.
Yeah. That's actually how him and the other two band members met.
Yeah, they met playing like Little League around the neighborhood, and then they played on the same baseball team.
Well, they were actually on different teams. And there was an incident where I forgot what it – one of them got hurt by Van Zant's hit, like he got a hit, and it hit him and hurt him. And when all that happened, they kind of like got together because they were like trying to be cool. And they found out that, you know, they played music, and they ended up hooking up and going to, I think it was Ronnie's house, and in their parents' carport. Because, you know, in Florida, we don't have garages. We have carports. Yep. And they played a Rolling Stones song. And they were like, yo, we got something here. Well, funny thing is, whoever's, I think it was Ronnie's parents, were like, yeah, you guys are way too loud. So they ended up having to, like, practice at one of the other members' band's house.
That's probably where they got the name Backyard, you know?
Right, My Backyard.
Jamming in My Backyard.
That's interesting.
What a great guitar solo right here. Listen to this. Just shredding. Gary Rossington, Alan Collins, Larry on the bass.
Think about this for a second. When they practice these songs, this song in particular, and however many times they practiced to get this song right and get in sync, and what they knew they had some, when they got done, was like, yo, that's gonna be a fucking smash. For however long it is, it's almost 10 minutes, but people gonna fucking love this song.
When they recorded this album, I guess they recorded it in no time, because they had been playing these songs live for 5 years. So when it came time to put these down and record them, I guess they just all played them like a live band would play, and they were doing the songs in one takes. This album was recorded very quickly.
Nice.
I believe it.
It's only like 41 minutes and 49 seconds.
Listen to that, dude. He can hammer nails with his fingers, no doubt. The way he's hitting them strings, like...
This was blowing people's minds in 1973.
Hell yeah, it's blowing my mind now.
Mine is especially.
I bet this song started a lot of bar fights.
Totally. You know what I'm thinking now? That scene in, have you seen that movie, Kingsman?
No.
I've seen parts of it.
Oh, so this song, as a matter of fact, they were playing Freebird, and it was a big-ass, like, brawl fight in the church. But it was in the church, and motherfuckers was getting killed with crosses and fucking...
That's crazy.
Watch the movie Kingsman. If you're under the age of 18, don't do it, but if you're older than that, watch it. This shit's fucking crazy.
They had some great names for their albums. This was the first one. You know, they put a lot of thought in it. It was called Pronounced Leonard Skinnerd in Phonetics. That was this album we just did today. Their second album was called Second Helping.
Second Helping.
Going back for seconds.
Going back. Food is good in the South.
Mm-hmm. And then their
third album was called Nothing Fancy. Followed by Give Me Back My Bullets. And then one more from the road, both albums, the two albums in 1976. Then they would come out with Street Survivors in 1977. And then not long after, the plane crash that went down in Mississippi. They were heading to Baton Rouge and did not make it on that night.
Damn you, Louisiana. Trees!
Still not funny, Tomcat.
That's pretty funny.
Just
a little. It only has to be funny to me to make it worth it.
Your world. It's your world.
You're just living in it. That's right, Betty.
But think about this. Think about this for a second. Talk about trauma, right? you have the people who came to help them and knew who they were.
Hit me.
To help them and found out, like, if you were a big Skinner fan.
You think they got free tickets to the concert?
Backstage passes, probably.
In heaven.
Nice, nice, nice.
That's just terrible.
VIP.
That's terrible, Ramo. Thanks for ruining my moment.
That's what I'm here for.
It was such a great show until the very end. Yeah, you guys ruined it.
Well, I don't know if it was that good. No, I was kidding.
Oh, you dick. Hey, mad respect for Leonard Skinner, dude.
Like, it was a great show. I love this album.
In my opinion, number one Southern rock band, hands down.
No question. I have so much fondness for this album, this music. You know, like I said, especially Simple Man, but I love this band. This was a great album.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was a closeted, I don't want to say closeted Skinner fan. Maybe I was a dumb not Skinner fan, not knowing that all the songs that I like, particularly most of this album, I knew and liked very much, not knowing it was Skinner. So I know people are like,
"What
the
a
hell,
lot of airplay on the
what
classic
the hell
rock.
You been?" I'm like, again, I don't be paying attention. I just
again,
out.
Music, good music breaks down all barriers.
Yeah, it does.
Indoors.
It does.
I'm totally about to buy this album on Amazon if I can find it.
I think I've locked in the album for next week. This is going to be a blast from the past. One of the greatest songs ever recorded, or definitely the greatest group of artists ever assembled.
Uh-oh.
I have
a
my
new
hands.
Edition?
Nope.
That's what I was thinking.
You guys got to want to have another guest. I mean, this was also a song that really changed the world.
We Are the World?
No, come on.
Yes, you got it right, Tomcat. I have the album We Are the World.
It's only that one
it's
song.
It's only one song.
Oh, they did a whole album.
What?
That song is on the album. And I have the album, and there is a special on Netflix, a behind the scenes of We Are the World.
I saw that, yeah.
It is, yeah, so I didn't watch it, but I saw it.
So that's what made me go out and pick up the vinyl.
I remember that.
So it was an event. It was.
Sure was.
Quite a group of talent in one room you had.
I just
Michael
shared
Jackson,
it.
Bruce Springsteen, Bob Dylan. I mean, everybody was there.
Barry Gordy, even producers.
It's crazy because I just ridiculous. Shared this great funny meme of that where it shows Michael Jackson like in there trying to show people how to sing the stuff, and some of them, they were off key. But of course, Mike, you can hear him. He's just pitch perfect. It's pretty funny. But that's funny. We're doing that. That's very serendipitous.
I love again. That everybody in there is wearing regular clothes, or Michael Jackson's wearing a goddamn toy soldier outfit.
Yeah, he was.
Michael Jackson understood
the fucking
this.
Nutcracker.
Hey, listen, that's Virgo shit. When it's time to come to work, you stay ready. Michael Jackson knew the assignment. He's like, I'm about to show their ass out.
You got to show love to Lionel Richie, too, because he's the one that wrote the song.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Him and Michael wrote it together. Quincy Jones was involved.
Quincy, that's
Cindy
awesome.
Lopper killed it in that song as well.
Yeah, Lana won.
She was
Black
one of the ones
no
off key in the clip.
Michael Jackson was side out. He was like looking at her like this bitch if she don't hurry up and sing this verse.
She had red hair.
Nah, it was kind of yellow pink. Then. Was it pink? It was either pink or yellow.
We Are the World on Vinyl Boys next week, so don't miss it. Again, we're brought to you by BetterHelp. You can become your own soulmate. Whether you're looking for one or not, visit BetterHelp.com/vinyl today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vinyl, and save that 10%. That's going to do it for us, them Vinyl Boys, this week. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep the needle in the groove and keep it groovy, baby.
Stay groovy.
Peace out, y'all.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.